Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm glad you're here. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Bart McDonough is here. Bart is the CEO and the founder of Agio.com, A-G-I-O.com, an IT company helping people with their cybersecurity services, and the author of a new book called Cyber Smart. Bart R. McDonough is the name of the book. Bart, thanks again for being here. Agio.com, right? A-G-I-O.com?
Yep, that's the website.
And the book's available wherever books are sold. All right, I want you to go through a little bit more. Let's go through a little scenario here for, and I think we'll really hit a lot of folks in their sweet spot, so to speak, and how to fix, how to protect themselves from the bad guys. If you're a small business, you probably don't have, most small businesses have peer-to-peer systems. They, you know, get a little bit bigger, you got a central server, but most of us have peer-to-peer, right? And that means that every box has to have its own security infrastructure, firewall, program, cybersecurity program, and the operator. Every operator has to be proficient at not letting the bad guys in. And so sometimes when you got a handful of folks or more, and people are coming and going, you know, you train them, you try to explain to them, but sometimes things happen, and they let people in. This is getting in through your email, clicking on something in your email, is the single biggest reason how the bad guys get in, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's we've had business 17 different successful attacks that we worked with clients this year on, and 15 of those 17. All could have been prevented had they had better email defenses. But 15 or 17 were all through email. These were, you know, these are very damaging to the businesses that were impacted.
There's no question about it. There's just all kind. And we've talked about it, folks. The worms, the Trojans, the zombies, the malware, all that stuff. So including the potential for the FBI to visit you one day. So. So Bart, double authentication, it sounds like, well, boy, that's going to be a lot of trouble. But when people understand how, I think when they understand how the bad guys get access and do the damage, if you click and let them in, then they at that moment they've got access to your password. And if there's no other system for protecting you, then they're in. But you're saying if you use a double authentication system, which they wouldn't have access to, basically they've made a burnt run, haven't they? They're kind of out of business.
Yeah, correct. And not only does the two-factor authentication help you against if you give away your really sensitive password, but we're all guilty of reusing passwords and using the same password. So if you use a password for your local child's PTA, and that gets stolen because it has poor cyber defense,
right,
that's the same password you use at Chase Bank, they will try that. They will try to exploit that. But if you have some two-factor turned on, you can really prevent that. So, yes, we recommend having different passwords, but that's why at the top of the list of our recommendations, we really like to encourage people to have this two-factor authentication
authentication. But it doesn't have to be where every time you send an email, you got to do a double. You got to go to your cell phone and put a new number in. That's not how it works, is it?
No, it's usually on for email systems. It's when you log into a new computer. So if it's never recognized you at that computer before, it's going to say, "Okay, I need you to take one extra step prove that you are who you say you are."
Mm-hmm. So see there, folks. It's not something that happens all the time. If you go to a friend's house and you log into your email from there, it's gonna ask you that, but otherwise it won't. And but if the bad guys get in, they're going to be coming in from another IP address, aren't they?
Yep, yep, another location.
And it's going to say you need to tell us, you need to put a number in that just came over the smartphone. And at that point in time, they just go away, don't they? Because they know they've come to the end of their road.
Yeah, it's the path of least resistance for them. So they're going to go to the next victim that doesn't have two-factor turned on.
And by the way, Bart, let me say this, and I got to wrap it up. I got to wrap it up here quickly. But the going away part, that's a machine that's doing that at our level, right? It's not a human being. A machine is saying, okay, this is as far as I can go. I'm going to move on.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep, absolutely.
Hey, Bart, I need your website quickly, please.
It's agio.com, www.agio.com,
right.
Or around the book, bartmcdee.com.
Come back soon. Bart McDonald, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. See you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.